Our next presenter is going to be Jim Schroer. He is another Kansas State University employee. We kind of had a series here. His talk is entitled, What I Learned in My First 30 Years as an Extension Agronomist.
Thanks, Doug.
Well, this shouldn't take too terribly long, then, should it? Well, what I learned. It's easier to get older than wiser. I thought that was funny. When it's all said and done, more will be said than done. And the older I get, the better I was. Of course, there's an upper limit there on remembrance. Well, when Kurt asked me to put in a paper for this particular topic, I immediately thought of Robert Fulghum's All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten, and I was somewhat fascinated with this because, one, I never went to kindergarten, so this was kind of a refresher course for me. And they don't all apply, but I thought I'd kind of put my talk around Dr. Fulghum's list here. I think I left out one, but I passed out the list to you as well. But share everything, play fair, don't hit people, put things back, clean up your mess, don't take things that aren't yours, wash your hands before you eat, that's really important these days. Flushing, obviously, is important. Cookies are good, live a balanced life, take a nap every afternoon, hold hands when you're out in traffic, stick together, be aware of wonder, everything dies, and remember the Dick and Jane books, look. First word you learned. Under share everything, well, that's what extension agronomists do for a living, and you can't. We don't keep secrets very well. If you want to keep a secret, don't tell an extension agronomist that secret, because they just can't keep it in. But on a more less humorous, obviously less humorous than I even thought. Really, I kind of have a confession to make. While my philosophy of extension has been pretty much the same over the last 30-some-odd years, my role in that has somewhat changed. It's gone from singular to more plural, if you think of it that way. I thought that coming out of grad school that, I went to Iowa State. I knew just about everything. Well, that's not quite true. I've kind of become more into a group or a team as we try to move programs through and that sort of thing. So I think this is really important. I'm not the gatekeeper of knowledge. And I think the old system, the people probably thought that. We have lots of sources of information these days. We have a educated clientele. Even 30-some-odd years ago, when there weren't that many college grads out in the producer ranks, they were still educated. They knew that piece of ground much better than I did or ever would. So we have to take that into consideration. I had to take where they were developmentally to the next level. Also, this is not a very effective way of getting your program or your information out there. So, if you're the gatekeeper of the knowledge, you're the bottleneck. Okay, still on the line of share everything, ideas, programs. If you share your research ideas, your applied research ideas, you share your ideas and extension programs with others within the ranks, your colleagues on campus, out in the area and the county levels. You're going to have to shelf the ego because someone else may get that credit for that idea that you came up with 5, 6, 8, 10 years ago. But that's okay. The whole goal is to get the information out, change for the better for the producers. Also, you have to remember, I had to remember, that people aren't ready to accept information or adopt that information at the same time or the same rate. That's why it's hard for extension people to quit things, because there's always a need for those laggers, that curve, adoption curve. So you have to keep trying other methods, get more people involved, and that way you can get that message out. We also should be teaching individuals to be problem solvers, lifelong learners. Now, how do you do that? Well, one thing is, while we spend a considerable amount of time in events, meetings, really, we have to have a sustained program going. That's why the county agents are there, and to keep that program going. On-farm research, accident research. We've all had on-farm studies, but were they really on-farm studies? How I mean that is, was the farmer actively involved? Was the farmer actively involved in putting the protocol together, the treatments that went in there? I'll challenge you to say, if that producer wasn't involved, then it really wasn't on-farm research. You just rented or borrowed that piece of ground from that farmer and put the plots in. You just had an off-station site with little or no interaction with that producer. And where I really came home to me was when I was on a project, a USAID project, the MEAC Morocco project in central Morocco. We had, on our on-farm trials, we had the owner, the farmer, lived in a tent all year long and kept the wandering goats and sheep and camels and mules and kids out of the plot. They lived there. And as producers walked by going home, they would stop in and talk to what's his name, and he would go through the trials. And this guy, I sat and watched, you know, for a bit, and this guy, all the time that I was there, you know, doing plot work, farmers were coming by, and he was leading tours all day long, every day. This guy had ownership in that, and I thought, what have I not been doing right? So I think the on-farm, the action research basically means the farmer's involved, the producer is involved. Hands-on information, those diagnosing production books, keep things that they can continually to be learning, something they can take away from a meeting and keep that learning process going. Well, communication is a key, and it's two-way, and this is still in the sharing everything. I think Kent alluded to that earlier as well. Understand your clientele and their needs. That's the present and the future as well. And again, I would dare say that you've been to a meeting, and you get two or three slides into the talk, and the questions start coming, and you never finish it. That happened to me early on one time, and I apologized to the county agent. I said, I'm sorry, I didn't get through my presentation. I hope you invite me back sometime so I can finish. He said, hey, that's the best thing you could have done. You answered their questions. And I thought, well, that's true. However, that's the good part of that. The bad part of that, did I challenge them for future? A lot of presentations are about the here and now, but there's some also about what needs to be done down the road as well. So you have a dual purpose, or I have a dual purpose here: meet their needs now, and also their needs that maybe they don't know about quite yet. And like Kent mentioned and Doug mentioned, building relationships not only with your county agents or your colleagues, your county agents, but also with farmers as well. That's been one of the most rewarding aspects of the 30 plus years. Build teams and relationships. Now we've changed a little bit. I've kind of gone into the hold hands and stick together aspect of Dr. Fulgham's everything you need to know you learned in kindergarten. The building teams and relationships, that's a full-time job. It's more, for me, it's more enjoyable to work with others as opposed to by myself. Two heads are better than one, and it also increases the ownership. If they're involved, they tend to, others that are involved, whether they be colleagues on campus or out in the field or county agents or farmers, if they can be part of the decision making, they also have ownership in that. Trust and play fair. As was mentioned prior, trust is very, very important, obviously. The play fair part is you have to be unbiased. If a K-State variety doesn't do well, you need to say K-State variety doesn't do well. This other variety from a company X or whatever is a better variety in your situation. That if you're unbiased and you say what you think, producers obviously will respect that, and as will the county agents. Be aware of wonder and look. I put those two together. To me, always carry a camera. I mean, I didn't bring one here. I guess I can't say always, but always carry a camera out in the field. Just when you think you've seen it all, you haven't. There's something's going to come along and throw you for a loop, and you better have a camera there as well. Doug sent this picture to me earlier in the year, this last spring, where this when he went to the field for actually something else, and he saw this and took this picture. You can see the tracks there, so obviously the fertilizer applicator caused some tracks there. But this was back in late January when the top dress went on this field, and on closer inspection, that's head scab. Head scab is down those tracks, as opposed to the rest of the field. Well, there's head scab in the rest of the field, but not 90% plus in those tracks. Now, why in the world would that happen? On an applicator that occurred, 4 months earlier, application 4 months earlier. Well, the heading date was, the flowering date was just slightly different in those tracks than the rest of the field. And when the rain came, infection occurs at FEECS 10.5.1 flowering. So that threw it off enough to do that. So that's the example I'm using of always having a camera, because you haven't seen everything. Well, this is kind of on my own. What I learned, the truth is, we only get one shot at this life, whether it be a personal or at work, so live it, take chances, and hope you have an administrator that's understanding. Rewards instead of punishes. Take on more than you can accomplish in 1 year, and I think the two youngsters up here mentioned that earlier. Make a difference in someone's life. Have a passion for what you're doing. And not only are we change agents, we have to change ourselves. Change is good as long as I don't have to do anything different. I like that one. That was supposed to be humorous. Obviously, it failed. So what I learned in summary, it boils down to two things: communications and relationship. That's it. I mean, I suppose that's like any other job. But if you're we're in the people business, and so I think those two things are pretty darn important. It doesn't matter if you're an introvert or an extrovert, as long as you like people and the job that you have of communicating and those relationships, I think you'll do just fine. My one pet peeve: there is no such thing as a dog and pony show. That diminishes our role. I hate that. I hate that when a colleague says a dog and pony show. I've never been to a dog and pony show. A few dog fights, in the street, not Vic type of dog fights. Be proud of your profession, because there are only two kinds of people in this world: those that are extension agronomists and those that aren't. So with that, I'm finished.
Okay, we have a couple minutes for questions, so.
Questions.
While I get the next presentation up,
that's pretty quick, huh?
What do you think the biggest change is, with, say, clientele?
CRP?
Conservation Report.